Yeah. And people say, what would you do in the event of a nuclear war? I'm like, get loaded. Because it's over. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't want to be around that aftermath. No, I want to be right under it.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's the drawbridge? I'm going to run.
You want to set up, you want to lean back against that mushroom cloud.
Exactly.
And do a trust fall into it, knowing that your time is over.
Yes, that it got you.
Yeah.
You know, you're done. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So we have gotten a lot of really exciting mail from people. So we want to kick off with some of our listener mail. And if you ever want to email us, you can email us at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. Yeah. We will not save your address or give it out to anybody or expose you in any way, but we will read your stuff on the air.
Yeah. So Katrina G.
Yes, Katrina G, longtime listener.
Yes, yes. Gets in touch with us and writes, hello, Jaquetta and Katie.
Hello.
I saw these two related stories and thought they might suit your member on the move discussion.
Okay.
There's two links. And she says, the first one makes me think that having Wi-Fi and a phone signal on the subway maybe isn't such a great idea after all the best.
Okay.
So, hi, Katrina. First of all, thank you so much for
being and I guess I should, like, intro. This is the Penis News, member on the move, dick updates, scrotum stories. This is a segment we report on penises in the news. So
yes.
Katrina has sent us some dick update. So what's it about? I'm scared.
This is, it leaves women angry, confused, and disgusted.
Okay.
Smartphones have led a new way for men to flash women by sending pictures of their genitals to unsuspecting women via the iPhone's AirDrop function.
I like the unsuspecting part.
Yeah, because
is there anyone out there who is expecting a picture of a dick to come through?
You know, well, if you're on dating apps and you kind of are like, look, it's, you know, I might get one.
But it's still a shock.
It always is a shock.
Okay, it's never, you're never like, okay, I've seen a couple faces. Pretty soon a scrotum's going to pop
up. It ruins your day.
It does.
It ruins your day. I don't know why.
I
got one, when I got up, it was like 6:30 in the morning and I checked my texts.
And it came in the evening?
Earlier.
Wow. Someone was up early, huh?
And like, hey.
Early riser. Hey, how you doing?
It ruins your damn day.
I wish that I could do something. I mean, I haven't been exposed to any penises, like, through my inbox or anything like that, because I'm not on any dating apps because I'm married. But I, what can I do? Like, if someone sends me a dick pic, what can I send it back?
You can't. Someone did an experiment. We'll get to that in a second. But somebody remind me.
Okay.
But
I'm thinking I could just send it to their office or like to their mom.
Yeah.
Picture or something like that.
Yeah, this is what your son does.
Yeah, this is what your son does. Flaccid.
Okay. So in a grim new trend seen on the New York subway, men are taking advantage of women whose phone settings allow them to receive unsolicited photos from strangers.
I didn't know there was a setting that would allow that.
Yeah, if you have your AirDrop function on, then you can get people to send you stuff.
I don't even know how to use it.
Yeah, you can share things with people.
So how do you do it? You just point it at the person?
I don't know.
Or does everybody get a picture of your Johnson on the train?
Whoever is in within a radius, I think.
Okay. Because it's a subway car. There could be, like, tons of people. All right.
Yeah. So the trend was actually first spotted in London in 2015, but is currently being seen in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, a 28-year-old Britta C was a victim of the trend. It was just a huge close-up picture of a disgusting penis, she told the New York Post.
Wow. Okay.
The message she received was entitled Straw, and it was sent anonymously.
Straw?
So, whatever. So it's like, who's sending me something that says straw? It really felt like someone had actually just flashed me, she said.
Well, they had.
Yeah.
Because the person was in the area, right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
There are three receiving options on AirDrop, which is only available on iPhone. A user can either set their phone to be able to receive files from everyone, just their contacts, or no one. So that function is there on your phone, people. So if you're not, you don't even know, you can just suddenly get this text from somebody.
I have never enabled that on my phone.
Yeah.
I see it on there, but I have
often,
not done it.
Often people forget they've left their AirDrop on, which leaves them vulnerable to strangers sharing images.
Ladies, do not leave your AirDrop open, flapping in the breeze.
Yeah, so with it, for AirDrop to work, you have to be within Bluetooth range, which is approximately 100 meters.
Oh, that could be anybody, yeah. Then.
The function was introduced to allow users to easily exchange files and documents without using any of their data allowance.
Okay.
It enables the sender to remain anonymous. It's as though it's a thought that AirDrop is being used by sex exhibitionists.
Yes.
And the victim...
Or sex exhibitionists, if you will.
And the victims are unsurprisingly left feeling disgusted, angry, and confused.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to punch him in the mouth for carelessly buckshotting genitalia to phones that could potentially be owned by children.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think that's the particular goal.
Yeah.
But I feel like it'll be thousands of years from now, and this will still be happening. It'll, you know, you'll come home and be like, oh, God, it's a holographic dick right in the middle of my living room.
Yeah.
Like, it'll never stop.
It's never going to stop.
It's never going to stop.
Yeah. Was he, so this woman says, this 35-year-old woman said, she received an explicit picture just after stepping off the train. Was he looking for interaction, or is all he wanted was someone to look at his mini monstrosity, she said.
Too bad she didn't have a chance on the car to be like, whose dick is this? Who sent this?
It's a disturbing new trend.
You know what I mean?
I know, right?
Who is this?
Who's this?
Sir, you're too old. Step aside.
Yeah.
I'm looking for someone with an incredibly tiny dick.
Yeah.
With a vein on the side. Is that you?
Is this you? Showing every single guy.
Yes.
It's a disturbing new trend that will remind us all to reassess our privacy settings. In the past, flashers would have to go out in public in a trench coat and risk getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Now their minds can run wild.
Why does it have to be a trench coat?
I know.
Feel like that's a TV thing.
It is. It's like, that's the old,
yes,
old school.
That's old school.
First, you have to go back to 1950.
It could have been a car coat.
Yeah.
Anything. Anything you can whip open and close again.
Yeah.
You know, a long flannel. Something with buttons.
And then somebody tweeted in reply to this article saying, why the F do women have to take so many precautions not to be bothered with y'all's ridiculous asses? Yes. I know you can set AirDrop to only receive from contacts. But men can also not send their effing dicks to strangers.
This is true. Yeah. My question is, why, when I send something from AirDrop, it should say whose phone it's from.
Yes.
I don't understand why there's just a free exchange without any
responsibility.
Yeah.
Any,
why is it anonymous?
Yeah.
That just seems like it's set up to...
So the person who wrote that application is like, yeah, I probably want to send my dick pic to somebody. So we're going to keep this anonymous.
I think they should have, because you know how they have facial recognition. This actually goes into the next piece of penis news that I have. Why can't they have like some kind of thing where if someone sends me a picture of a dick,
mm-hmm,
and my phone recognizes that it's a dick, they immediately get a picture of a dick back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I should just have a dick on my phone ready to go.
Oh, you're right. It just bounces back.
So as soon as the dick comes to me, I send it right back.
Yeah.
I pass it on.
But then, this is the related story that she sent. She sent another link saying, hey, this is a separate article. If you send unsolicited and unwelcome pictures of your penis, then you may be able to get, maybe about to get your comeuppance.
How?
There's now a website that is tracking the location of men who send unsolicited dick pics.
How? Is there something on their dick?
The rather aptly titled Dick Pic Locator scans data on the unsolicited image to find out the GPS coordinates of where it was taken.
See? Way ahead of me.
Yeah. A Swedish web designer said, I combine my understanding of women being subject to dick pics on a daily basis with my knowledge of what data is contained within many images today.
That's what I'm talking about, lady. That is awesome.
So the dick pic locator is really just a service that has been waiting to happen, he told the local, which is the report.
It's a guy who came up with it. So he's had it.
Yes. For the peen picture platform to work effectively, the image must be an original. For example, a screenshot or a picture that has been altered after the fact would not be traceable.
Is somebody Photoshopping their Johnson and sending it?
Probably putting a nice sub-filter on it.
Put a background on it. So you can't tell where it is.
A little mustache.
No. It's not in New York. It's in Mexico at the beach.
Yeah.
Can't you see?
So if you've been sent unsolicited dick pics, you'll want to use the site to find out exactly where they're coming from. Here's your chance. Upload the original image.
Mm-hmm. So now you're sending a dick pic.
Yeah, right?
Basically.
Now, oh, right. Oh, my God.
So you're sending this dick pic to the Netherlands. Yeah. I think maybe this guy just wants to see a lot of dicks.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to identify where they came from. Like, it came from you.
Yeah, it came from Oregon.
Yeah.
Sure. Send me more.
Send me more.
I'm really good at this.
I'm looking for Northwest dicks.
The site will not save the dick pic. It will be deleted once the location is received. However, the database will store the timestamp attached to the image. It will also retain data on the GPS location and camera, the smartphone model.
So all you have to do is be at that location the next day and be ready.
Yeah. The website cannot determine if the person you received the image from is, in fact, the original owner of the image.
Do you think some guy is sending the picture of some other guy's dick?
Probably.
He's like, my dick isn't good enough for this. It's not shocking. I'm going to use a celebrity's dick.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Orlando's Bloom dick and send that around. Wow.
Well, you know, there's somebody that we both know, for fun, will send a picture.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, on a Saturday night, look at yes. What are you doing? Look at this.
Surprise. Ah. Yeah. A dick.
Yeah.
I like it. Thank you, Katrina.
Yes, yes, yes. So thank you with the 1-2 punch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to follow up with this with a third punch because this is short. We're heavy on the member news, but this is something I just couldn't understand why they came up with this idea. Forgot your password? No problem. You might soon be able to use your penis.
What?
So there's a company called Cam Soda, and they run a webcam platform. And they have come up with a proprietary penis recognition technology that will allow you to use your penis as your password.
No.
So,
no. Why?
To use the service, I don't know why. This is what I'm saying. Users will need to supply the website with a picture of their penis, mm-hmm. which will then be stored in the system to assist the proprietary penis recognition technology. So they spoke to the guy Darren Press is his name, and he says it has its advantages, the system. In order to ensure personal data is safeguarded against unwarranted individuals, biometrics have become progressively popular for their ability to provide a layer of security that is impenetrable. So basically, what they're working on here is dickometrics.
Okay.
So instead of using, like, your thumbprint or your voice or your eye or something like that, you can now use your penis to get into the website. That's what they say.
Well, isn't it the thing that if they're saying if you use the eye or the fingerprint, mm-hmm. somebody who takes a picture of you can capture it.
But can't they just capture a picture of your dick as well?
Well,
I think there's no way to get around this.
I know. It's because with all these dick pics floating around.
Maybe there needs to be a dick registry.
I think so.
So you can identify what's going on. The worst part of this short piece is that they're planning on developing something for women as well.
What are they going
to do? Not interested.
Not at all.
Come on.
That's just a ploy to get women to take pictures of their stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, really? And for recognition, like that's going to be easier to get out quickly than just to look on my desktop or my password where I keep all my stuff anyway, like everybody else.
Right.
On a post-it note near my computer, like everybody else.
And people change as time goes on.
So well, I guess the dick doesn't change. I guess that's one of the perks of it.
That's made me spit. I did spit.
That's one of the perks of it. You know? Dickometrics. Can you believe this? People don't know what to do. Really don't know what to do anymore.
Nobody knows what to do. And this one woman decided, she did a little experiment where she was tired of getting the dick pics, so she sent a picture of her vagina to guys, but it wasn't hers. She found one online. Yeah, she found
just
one online.
Just a rando vajayjay.
Yeah. And she was just like, oh, I'm going to send these to guys just like I get them.
They were probably like, sweet.
And they all were like, yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
Hi, babe.
So that's what they want? They just want a picture back?
They all wanted to meet her, to see her.
Why?
Said all kinds of
They've
things.
Seen it all. Like, that's
they
it.
Were thrilled getting this picture, and it did not creep them out in the least.
So she didn't think about that for a second, did she, before she started sending pictures of a vagina to people? She didn't think that these guys actually might want to see that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah.
They're probably like, finally, someone who gets me. Someone who understands me. I've been sending these dick pics to everybody and just getting a lot of shade.
Yeah.
You know, someone even tracked my location at one point, some guy from the Netherlands. And now, finally, a vagina.
Yeah,
you know.
And the only one guy was like, "Oh, didn't expect that, but hey." But otherwise, guys were like, "Wow, I'd love to meet her."
I wonder if any guys were offended by it. Like, oh,
None were offended.
They were all excited.
They were all happy about it, or and only one was like, I'm surprised, but that's all right.
Good for you. All right, so I have something here. I thought this was just interesting. We report on booze and wine from Target is now introducing its own wine.
Really?
$5 a bottle. It's called California Roots.
Ew.
It's very simple looking. It looks like someone just quickly printed up some labels and stuck them on some bottles of wine. It's a screw top. Surprise, surprise.
Okay. Sounds terrible. That's a terrible name.
California Roots. They say, we're out to give our guests an even more reasons to love Target, including exclusive products they can't find anywhere else. I guess they mean this $5 wine.
I tell you, I went to Target. I had to scan all my stuff, and it didn't take. I had to only like half the stuff.
You were doing self-checkout?
I was doing self-checkout, only half the
things. What, are you working at Target now? I refuse to do self-checout.
I know.
I've refused to
do it. I hate it. I grumble. I get so angry, and I was like, I don't work here.
And you can't even do it properly.
Yeah, and I had to call somebody over and be like, look, you got to delete this whole transaction. Yes. I got to start again.
I've had the same problem, and the moral of the story is it's a job that Katie and I are not qualified to do. Do not let us scan your items. We don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I can't. It would not. It beeped. It was like, boop. Like, yeah, you scanned it.
You haven't been trained. Why don't even know why you're over there?
Yeah.
My thing is, I would like it if I could have one of those little phones where I could call and be like, I need a price check, like clean up in aisle 7. If they include that, I will check out my own stuff.
Yeah.
If I could just start rocking the mic right in the store.
If they give you a vest.
Yes, a penny.
Yeah.
If they give me a vest and I have some flair and two pockets on the front, then I'll consider working there. And they pay me and, you know, and give me benefits and give me a schedule. Okay. Otherwise, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You know? But why don't they have the phone over there? That's what you needed. You could have called in and been like, what the hell? Yeah. I can't. The stuff isn't scanning. Yeah. Click. I didn't know. Target. So, yeah, this is going to be California Roots Wines. It's launching on September 3rd. So, you know, pretty soon.
Yeah.
Walk. Don't run, I will say.
Right.
Over there. Each is of the wines is carefully crafted with premium California-grown grapes. It's $5 a bottle, so make of that what you will. Mm-hmm. You remember Trader Joe's used to have a thing called Two Buck Chuck, and it was really good, but that was like 20 years ago. Two Buck Chuck is now probably like $6.
I took the bus into New York City from Hoboken.
Okay.
20-minute ride. And
is that faster than the path?
It depends on the traffic through the Lincoln Tunnel. But I'm on the bus, and I got up to get off the bus.
Yes, as one does.
And I look, and I see there was a bottle of wine tucked into the corner on the seat. Somebody had went shopping, and in the bottle, they left it, and they walked away.
That's terrible. It was unopened?
It was unopened. A fresh bottle of Trader Joe two-buck truck.
Wow.
And I took it.
Fresh? Well, why
and
not?
I was like, this is my prize, and I held it up.
Somebody
was like, yeah. Oh.
If I had left that wine behind, I would hope that someone like you would get it and appreciate it.
Yeah,
what else is going to happen to it?
I'm like, look what I found. Everybody, I'm the winner.
One time I got on the subway, this is not as wonderful a story, and the entire seat was filled with potting soil, and someone had left a 6-pack of Bud Light in it.
What?
Exactly. Even the conductor came out, because it was like the end of the line, and we were both looking at it. I was like, what's going on? He's like, I don't ask questions. I'm like, really?
Potting soil?
But I was like, I get the beers. You know, he's like, yeah, me too. But I'm like, what about the potting soil? He's like, again.
So,
questions. Don't ask them.
Somebody was like, oh, I'm going to have a beer garden. That's a beer garden.
I guess. Oh, wow. Somebody thought about it. Wow.
Somebody did a little funny thing.
It was like a rebus. Yeah. I didn't get it. All right. Thank you for clearing that up.
All right.
All right. What do you have?
Hey, you know, it is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It gets pretty dry in this studio, and you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying the gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Box of wine. Won't you come and say
Advice on Advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we improve upon it by giving our advice on that advice, hence Advice on Advice. So who is it today?
It's Dear Prudence.
Oh, the new Prudence.
I found, well, somebody had a blog and they were talking about how this was particularly horrible advice.
Okay.
From Prudy.
Okay, so we're giving advice on advice on advice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, she just was commenting how terrible this was and what's wrong with Prudence.
Okay, the new Prudence.
The new Prudence, yes. Okay, this blog writer says, Prudence is usually relatively compassionate today. However, Prudy was shockingly cruel to a young woman grieving the loss of her best friend.
Wow. What?
Yes.
I think Prudy's gone off the rails. Maybe she needs to go back to the Chablis.
Yeah.
You know?
Or start.
Yeah.
Because she's young. She's young. She doesn't have life experience yet. She doesn't know.
Well, then you can substitute Rianiti on ice for that life of experience. That'll bring you compassion as you're writing your advice.
So, Dear Prudence, I am in my mid-20s, and my best friend and I were very close. At the start of this year, we were in a car crash. I survived with a few broken bones. She was the driver and died on the scene.
Oh, that's Isn't horrifying.
That yeah, everyone was devastated. My question relates to her material belongings.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand it, her grieving parents are slowly going through her possessions. I am, as someone who spent years in a very tight friendship with this woman, entitled to go through her possessions as well. Okay.
Okay.
She's asking, can I go through this stuff? I'm chiefly interested in gifts and trinkets that I gave her that would have sentimental value.
Okay. Let me pause here and say, if anything happens to me, get there first.
Okay. I will get there.
Get there first.
All right.
Remove everything.
I will get there. I'll delete your browser history.
Yes, get rid of everything.
I'll go through your nightstand and just toss it all.
Just toss everything. Keep the batteries, but toss everything else.
I also lent her a book that would be nice to have returned. It would mean a lot to me if I could have some of her things, or at least some of my things back. How do I gently broach the subject of her belongings with her family? Do I wait and risk having all the things I value thrown out? Should I just let it go and know that I have lost a good friend?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Because think about it. It's a good friend.
Yeah. It's a good friend. You should have some mementos. Mm-hmm. And there also might be things in there that her family don't understand the significance of them.
Right. She's like, oh, this book, you know, we'll give this away. She's
yeah.
Like, no, I really want that. We talked about this book.
And they're best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it's signed, I Lost Someone Too. So she wants to be involved in this process.
Okay.
And it's also kind of a thing, like when you're going through that kind of stuff, you want to be there for that.
I'm surprised that the family didn't invite her to be a part of that closure, but okay.
Yeah. Dear Lost, I wish I knew what book you lent your late friend, because I would be happy to order a copy for you myself rather than have you assault those grief-stricken people and tell them that there's a volume on their daughter's shelf that actually belongs to you.
It's not about that, though. Wow.
No, you do not have to stand rummaging through her things. You lost a friend and been through a terrible trauma, so I'm trying to be generous about your unseemly desire to regift to yourself the items you gave this young woman.
Really?
Yeah. I'm assuming you two actually exchanged presents over the years so that you can have, by way of remembrance, are the things that she gave you. You certainly could pay a call on her parents to see how they're doing.
Okay.
Keep in mind the pain you might evoke. After all, you lived... And their daughter died.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you
if
kidding?
If they offer that they would like to have something of hers as a memento, try to restrain the impulse to load a moving box worth of stuff.
Okay, I'm a little confused by this because I have not, I'm not a very religious person, so the way I deal with grief may be callous for a lot of people. But come on,
if they don't be grateful you survived a deadly accident, which is the ultimate gift. Hmm.
Why would this woman who is grieving over the loss of her best friend anger the family? I would think that the family would be happy to know this woman who was so close with their daughter.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that keep like a connection between the daughter?
Absolutely.
I'm thinking because when I was younger, we had some young friends of ours who were killed in a fire and the parents came to see all of us. Mm-hmm. And they were so happy to hear stories and just to look and see this was the life that our kids had.
Yeah.
They had all these great friends and, they included us in it. because we were a part of their life too. This is bizarre.
It's so bizarre that she's being so, like, taking such an offense to this.
Regifting.
And talking about the things, and she's focusing on the things and assuming that this woman is only looking at possessions.
But it's the things are representative of the connection that she had to. Like, she wants somebody to remember her by, besides the accent.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that this woman was in the car when her best friend died.
Yeah.
Or was injured, you know, and that resulted in a death. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
She's just saying she wants something else to remember her by.
Right. And she's asking, is it okay if I...
Yeah, is it okay?
She knows that the parents are very upset and doesn't want to upset them further. She's upset, too. But she's like, how do I do this? This is a new situation. And Prudence let off this assault on her.
Yeah.
I'm very upset with Prudence on this.
I hope that this woman, that doesn't trigger in her, like, what is it, survivor's remorse, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? She's just asking. Feel like, that to me sounds like a legitimate question. I would definitely, if anything happened to any of my friends, I'd be like, hey, can I just, you know, go see their room or, you know.
Yeah, I want one thing to remember them by. Or, like, just anything. It doesn't have to be
a trinket
expensive thing.
That was in their house or something that, you know, to remind me of them.
Yeah.
So bizarre. Wow.
So Prudence, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. That's our advice.
That's terrible advice. And good for this blogger for bringing that up. Yeah. We agree with you.
We agree.
That's awful. Wow. No more advice from the new... Like, seems like something...
Yeah, she's too new.
She's gone off the rails. She has gone off the rails.
She has.
So I just want... I know the summer is over, but I just want to do a little recap of Sharktivity. There's actually a Sharktivity app out there, if anyone...
Sharktivity?
Sharktivity is a free app. There was a lot of shark action this summer off Cape Cod. Mm-hmm. So I just want to do a little recap of what happened. They say that even though summer vacation is over for people, apparently it continues for sharks for a couple more weeks.
Okay.
So yeah, people really have to go back.
Yeah, they don't have a calendar.
Yeah. And there were a lot of sharks around this summer eating seals, which is a good thing because it means the seal population is up. You know, sharks are coming back, apex predators. When apex predators are happy, everybody's happy. The ecosystem is working. So there's a guy called, last name, Greg Scomo. Sorry, mm-hmm. He's from UMass School for Marine Science and Technology and the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. He is heading a 5-year study. They're in their fourth year. They're gathering population numbers of white sharks in the area. So we want to learn more about them. I don't know what to learn. They eat.
They move around.
Yeah, they eat seals.
I want to know more about how they communicate.
With each other?
Yeah, because I want to talk shark language.
That's fascinating. I've never even really thought about that. I always think of them as, you see them in
strong
groups.
Silent types.
Yeah, but strong silent types, like a bunch of lone wolves, if you will. A pack of lone wolves. So in 2014, they did 25 trips for the study, and they saw 80 sharks. A year later, they saw 141 sharks. And then last year, they saw 147 sharks. Okay. So there are a lot more sharks about. So basically, here's the rundown of Sharktivity. On July 31st, a shark tried to eat one of their cameras. He tried to eat a GoPro while it was being studied.
Of course it did.
Of course.
It's not a surprise to me.
No. August 10th, a seal was chomped in half by a great white shark. The research team saw the half a seal floating around later.
Oh, why don't they finish the whole seal?
I don't know. Maybe
why are sharks always doing that? I'm taking half. Are they on diets?
I don't know.
I just want the
I just wanted
part.
A bite. Just a quick bite. Jeez. On August 11th, a couple of great white sharks were spotted feasting on a dead whale. And there are people out there, like families, doing whale watching with their kids.
Yeah.
And they were like, so it was like a dead, bloated whale being eaten by sharks is what they saw.
That's kind of cruel. That's nature.
Yeah. On August 12th, a fisherman had his catch stolen by a shark. The shark leapt out of the water to snatch the fish right off the line.
Yeah. I like that.
August 21st, another shark feasted on a seal. And people saw it. Turned the water red. People panicked.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome. I mean, he's giving them the full Monty.
Yeah.
August 23rd, this is kind of freaky. A shark tried to bite a paddleboard. Okay. So there was a guy doing the stand-up paddleboard thing, and apparently the shark just came right up and bit it.
Ooh.
Knocked the guy into the water, but the guy got away.
Good for him.
The point being is that the sharks are looking for seals, mm-hmm. not people.
Yeah, but it looks like a seal, a tasty seal, atop a cracker.
Yeah. Is that in both instances where people were almost injured, there are seals in the area. So their tip is don't swim near seals.
And don't look like a seal.
Don't look like a seal when you do it. Also, stay in groups when paddling, because apparently, I guess, they only looking for lone seals.
Yeah.
And don't wear shiny jewelry, because there's nothing a shark likes more than rose gold. So, and if you're interested, there's the free app Sharktivity. It's pretty cool.
Sharktivity. That's really great.
I love sharks. I would love to see sharks. I saw one once when we were doing some, like, snorkeling. It was very small, but I was like, we're done.
You did? We're really? Done.
Yes. You're like, it was only maybe a foot and a half long, maybe 2 feet long. But when you just see it, you don't know how big it is.
Yeah.
Or how far off it is. I was like, hey, I'm good. I've seen a lot of coral today. Let's go.
Yeah, because when you see things in water, they look different. And then you pull it out and it's much bigger.
Yep. So I was like, let's just get back on the boat and, do a little sightseeing from up here.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Not where the shark is. All right, what have you got?
The zombie apocalypse. Remember, we used to talk a lot about the zombie apocalypse.
What happened to the zombie apocalypse?
It kind of trickled off into nothing, but
the economy improved.
Yeah. I came across an article this man wrote. It's from one of these prepper survivor.
Oh, the doomsday prepper people. How long are they going to be doing this?
They said the zombie apocalypse is real and it's already started.
Okay.
And
are they talking about the White House? Because
they're like, it's the zombie apocalypse is not only a very real possibility, I believe it's already upon us. While it might not be the typical scenario that you're used to seeing in Hollywood movies, the reality of the situation is no less frightening.
Is it just people on their iPhones walking into stuff?
He's talking about that, too, because he said, remember the bath salt zombies?
Yeah.
That's kind of, synthetic marijuana and Molly.
Mm-hmm.
That
what happened
people,
to bath salts?
God.
It went away pretty quickly, right?
Well, yeah, I think the only, some very stupid people.
Yeah, because, usually with a drug that has that kind of side effects, even people who are really into drugs are like, I'm good. I don't want to eat my face.
Yeah, or somebody else's face.
Or
right?
Someone else's face, yeah. Eating your own face, that would be a drug.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if these drugs make people go crazy. And
yeah, they're not very marketable.
And eat each other's faces. Yeah. So he's talking about how people are on there. He goes, just look at society lately. People are literally willing to kill each other over iPhones and themselves. They're walking around looking at the iPhones and just walking into traffic. There is something going on. People are walking everywhere without looking.
Wow.
And I see it too. I mean, people are just crossing the streets.
Maybe one of the problems is the kind of, and I think we talked about this before, when they first built the New Jersey Turnpike, because it was so flat and so straight, people were just dozing off.
Yeah.
Or doing other things. So maybe our environment has become so predictable to some people that they feel like they don't actually have to look around. So, we're walking on a sidewalk, it's going to be flat.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And so maybe people don't feel like they have to pay attention to things that are around them. Or they think they know everything that's around them.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a good...
I don't know, because I think about, I don't walk and read my things on my phone. I usually stop and stand to the side and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even have, a personal experience to relate to you.
So much
for that segue.
Okay.
In any case.
He's saying that people are shooting each other.
That's always been going on, though. I feel in ancient times, there's probably people with their heads stuck in a tablet. You know what I'm saying? Like walking into the Colosseum.
Yeah.
You know?
So he goes on and he's like, it's going to get worse. And he's like, if there's any other disasters, Hurricane Sandy or Katrina or ones that's going on in Houston, if the whole country is faced something similar, just think about this. He says 70% of Americans rely on prescription drugs.
To do what?
For anything. For whatever it is.
I don't take any prescription drugs. I'm in the 30s. I'm in the 30%.
No, just even like, and not just for painkillers, just any kind of drug or prescription.
Okay. I mean, and that's been going on for a long time.
But people are not going to have access to them if there's natural disasters.
Yeah, I guess then we have to go back to the old ways.
Yeah.
Herbs and powders. Witchcraft,
right? Right. So,
what is this guy going to do? Though, is he prepared?
Oh, he's prepared.
Okay,
but he's saying that people are so dependent on the now and in the moment, and people wouldn't last. A lot of people said it wouldn't last a week without electricity.
Again, I'm sure someone in ancient Rome said the same thing. These people don't even know how to work a loom anymore. They're gonna be butt naked out there. They don't even know how to skin a goat.
Right. This is what this guy is saying, and he's going on about, like,
Cicero can't wipe his own ass, you know?
So this guy wants people to be more prepared is the upshot of his article, and he's saying...
Did he tell us how to get prepared?
He said...
He was like, buy this trailer, dig a hole in the ground.
So what can you do to survive a zombie apocalypse? Mm-hmm. He says, take the threat seriously. Oh, my gosh.
Don't be cash.
Yeah. Don't forget, during a disaster, people are going to be the top threats that you face.
Hold on. Was this on the internet?
Yeah.
Really, sir? I feel like this should be on some papyrus and should be delivered by a raven.
Yeah.
Because you are dependent upon the internet to disseminate information.
Yeah. Don't be a mindless moron, he says. Preparedness is the key. So, watch out for other people.
Yes.
Be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It says, do something to prepare. Learn how to hunt or fish.
Okay. Oh, how about I learn how to steal your hunting and fishing? That's what I'm going to work
you
on. Go.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You do the work and
I'll come
and get it.
You do the work.
And pay attention to your kids. And that's what he says.
That's how he's prepared?
Yeah.
I feel bad because there's a lot of people who are buying into the doomsday prep thing. Yeah. And people, I say, what would you do in the event of a nuclear war? I'm like, get loaded. Because it's over. you know what I mean? I don't want to be around the aftermath. No, I want to be right under it.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's the drawbridge? I'm going to run.
You want to set up. You want to lean back against that mushroom cloud.
Exactly.
And do a trust fall into it, knowing that your time is over.
Yes. That it got you.
Yeah.
You know, you're done. This is why I get prepared for this kind of stuff. And if these, like the people who are going to be left, I don't want to be kicking it with that dude.
Yeah.
Who's got a problem with penicillin. I don't think so. In any case. So, once again, the summer.
you never really thought about that. Like, who's going to be left and you want to hang out with them?
Yeah. No, I don't. I want to hang out with some people who are already living in a hole in the ground? I don't think so. I'm a coastal elite. I want that nuke dropping right on my condo while I read The Atlantic. Or whatever it is that they think I do while I sip champagne.
You know how you have your fidgets
with all of my gay Muslim friends who are well educated, you know, as we watch Netflix or whatever with our drugs.
Drugs.
With our birth control pills and our penicillin and amoxicillin. So Hollywood, it says, is about to post its worst summer box office in recent memory. I don't know what that means for Hollywood. I don't know how long Hollywood's memory is. I think it's probably only like a year. Apparently, this was a really dismal summer season. And it says it limped to a close.
Oh.
That's bad. Limped to a close.
Any kind of business limping?
Yeah, it's not good. So, North American box office is 16% down. From the year before, which was already 14% down from the year before that.
Wow. So it's
the bottom's falling out of Hollywood. And I'm not surprised because look at the kind of stuff that's coming out.
What's coming out?
They had this. I didn't even know this. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Did you know that came out?
No.
See, this is what I'm saying. Katie and I pay attention.
We did not see that.
So it made $146 million, which sounds like a lot, but it made.
Was it? They made the film.
They made, yeah.
And what did it make?
So it made $146 million.
$146 million.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it cost them $175 million to make the film. So it lost money. There was a movie called Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. These kind of movies fascinate me because you know I love a bad movie. Mm-hmm. So usually as soon as I find out that something stinks, I rush to the theater. I didn't even have a chance to rush to the theater. They pulled it. Because they clearly were not selling popcorn, slushies, nothing. So Valerian...
You had your face plastered up against the glass of the door. Like, let me in.
I gotta see this B movie. Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. They made it for 172... Shit, I did it again. They made it for $177 million. It made $172.
Ooh.
You know.
Wow.
Then also, Pirates of the Caribbean Part 5.
I don't even know what's going on with that movie.
All I know is he beat his wife and then he went and made this movie. I don't know. No one went to see it. Apparently it didn't do as well as the franchise. But it's also the fifth one. Even children at this point are like, huh? It's still going?
Yeah. I don't get it. This guy has eyeliner on.
Yeah. He's still like, drunk.
Yeah. Right.
Like, what's going on?
I don't know.
Transformers The Last Knight, which I also didn't have a chance to see. And you know I love a crappy Michael Bay franchise. Yeah. Couldn't get there. The Mummy with Tom Cruise. Someone recounted the plot of The Mummy at a party that I was at, and that was terrible. So I don't know what to say. It only made $80 million domestically. That's not very much at all.
For a Tom Cruise movie?
It says A-list actor Tom Cruise, but now I'm like, really? Is it still A? Is it A minus?
It's like
Or are they on a curve? Are they grading it on a curve?
Or once you're an A, are you always an A?
I don't know.
Once you hit that elite status.
Do you keep it? He probably will sue anyone who says he's anything less than an A.
Yeah. Can't say he's a B.
You can't say he's a B. Yet. Not yet. A lot of actors, you know, as they get, especially the male action and male romantic leads, once they get up there in age, they start doing, I mean, look at Charlton Heston at the end of his career.
Yeah.
Oh, Mega Man?
No.
Really? Tom Cruise could go that way. He could go that way. Okay. And summer of 2016, there were the two big flops were Independence Day Resurgence, which I saw. I was not happy about that. And then they did a Ben-Hur remake.
I think I was drinking while I was watching Independence Day.
And it was still bad.
And I was like, and I turned it off halfway through because I was like, I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, I'm just going to get back to this wine. Yeah. That's more interesting. There were some hits this summer. Spider-Man Homecoming. A kid asked me, they were like, have you seen Spider-Man? I'm like, they're still making that? I feel like they are still, but weren't you in one of those?
I was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, she's in a crowd scene. People.
I'm in the crowd scene, yes. I am an extra or background performer, as they call it.
Background performer?
Yeah, I'm in the bleachers.
Nice.
Yes.
Can we see you?
If you really know where to look.
Okay. If you know where to look.
If you know where to look, you can find me. But it was a fun day. Very nice set.
The bleachers were excellent. The
bleachers were excellent. The people were lovely. It was hot as, like, it was this weird, super hot
day. Were you dressed as though it were hot, or were you dressed like it was?
It was dressed like a normal person. But it was an incredibly hot day, and they kept giving us water and sunscreen. They're like, keep applying the sunscreen, keep drinking water. And they had just crews of people watering us.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
It was so hot.
You're a professional. Didn't sweat, did you?
Not at all.
You held it back?
Yeah.
So the big, just to keep this
My character didn't sweat.
Your character, so you didn't either. Just to keep this all in context, Despicable Me 3 that came out this summer made $970 million. Mm-hmm. Just
wow.
So, you know, that's how it goes. So, yeah, there were a lot of really, really bad movies over the summer. And I didn't have a chance to see any of these, but I am looking forward to Star Wars coming out in November. And also Thor Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. Because why not?
Fall fashion.
Okay. So Katie and I are quite fashionable. I mean, you can't see us, but you can hear the class.
Yes.
I'm serving Halston.
Yes. And I have, I was going to say, I don't know who I'm serving.
Mystery designer.
Mystery designer.
So this is Rachel Zoe, Zoe.
I think they call her Zoe.
I don't know. She's a tiny insect woman. I see her on TV all the time. I kind of like her style, though. This is her top 10 fall must-haves. And I have to say, I went to a young person's clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like they raided my closet from, like, 1989 to 1990.
That
and it was bad.
It's coming back.
Bad.
All the 80s from 85.
But it's
on
bad 80s.
Okay.
I saw they were selling a sweatshirt, and I'm not kidding you. It was just, they had cut it so high that it was just the arms and the neck. And, like, a little piece in the front. It was kind of a shrug. I don't know what they were doing. It was $40.
It was a half shirt that was, like,
a half shirt. Like, one-eighth of a shirt. One-eighth of a shirt is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So this is the stuff that's coming back. The biker jacket is coming back. Okay. I don't know if you rocked any of these back in the day. I always wanted one, but I wasn't that cool.
Yeah, I wasn't cool enough, but I liked them. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I never bought one.
Biker jackets are timeless and classic.
Yeah. It says the more fitted, the better.
No, not really. Not with everybody.
She said the oversized leather jacket was an 80s trend. I wasn't a fan. The number two, the over-the-knee boot.
That's back?
That is so back. That is so back. It's for the fashion daring. They look great with an oversized chunky knit sweater. No, I'm shaking my head. No. You can't hear it, but it's happening. Number three, studded bags. That's back.
I don't know about grommets,
studs,
whatever you
biker
can...
chic. That's what it's going to be.
Biker chic.
Yeah, nothing. Those two words don't go together. It's like jumbo shrimp, right? Doesn't make sense. Number four, the boyfriend jean.
I know.
I don't know what that is.
I always thought that was kind of like, it's so naughty as a little kid, caring about the boyfriend jean. Putting on your boyfriend's jeans, that's naughty.
I think, unless you have your boyfriend's figure.
Yeah.
I'd say leave his jeans alone. Number five, the tuxedo jacket. Great. I can't wait to see everybody walking around in those again. Are you kidding me? Number six, leggings.
Well, I think leggings, everybody
They've
has
never
them.
Gone out of style.
Everybody, nobody is going to take off a legging once you put them on.
So she says, I'm loving leggings. Everyone from Rag & Bone to Alberta Ferretti to Louis Vuitton. Why would you, what happens with a Louis Vuitton? Unless it says LV all over it, I don't care.
Yeah. Like, you just want LV all
over
it.
Yeah, I just want LV. Statement necklace, all right, to wear with jeans and a t-shirt.
I don't like that.
Grunge is back.
Well, grunge is okay.
A trench coat. We discussed that earlier.
Yeah. We know what that's for.
Skinny belts.
No. I like a nice big fat belt.
Wait, I'm not done. With grommets. All around the belt. The entire belt.
No, no.
And the last one, number 10, the cape.
I love a cape.
I love a cape. And I've always worn like capes or ponchos or throws.
I want like a cape. Like a magician's cape. But I want it made out of fur, real fur.
Do you want the inside to be red?
I want it as red.
A red? You
want? I want a white mink coat.
Are you cape. A pimp? A white mink cape?
Yeah, that's what I
want. I kind of like it. A real with the feet on the front as clasps?
Yes.
Do you want that?
Yes. And the hood was
the hood head. Is a huge head. Yeah, multiple heads sewn together. Yeah. It's like a whole family of heads. One thing that is not on this list, but I did a little research and I was horrified. Shoulder pads. Ugh. They're coming back. Why?
Nobody needed a shoulder
pad. No one needs shoulder pads.
At first, you look terrible in them and they get lost.
You look like a villain.
Or they get bunched up.
Yes.
And then they migrate.
They migrate, right? So the only thing you should be using shoulder pads is to stuff your bra, people.
That's it.
Good luck. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. I'm one of these people that I want to see
Thor.
I haven't seen Thor.
Well, thankfully, thank God, I saw the.
I mean, you know the story.
The coming attraction. Finally, they used the immigrant song to go with Thor.
Oh, nice!
So they had the whole trailer going, and they played Led Zeppelin in the background with the immigrant.
Wow!
Song.
That's awesome.
Right. I was like, I will go see that.
I'm one of these people that I don't mind dropping down a franchise in like the fifth installment. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I don't know the backstory. I feel like I understand. Thor, someone probably stole his hammer. He got it back in part one, I guess.
Yeah, right.
The second one, Thor Ragnarok, is like, you know, Armageddon.
And he gets a wrench.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, like how Hollywood is like. I got a hammer, no good. Let's do something different with Thorne. Let's bring him into the moment or something.
Bring it a wrench. This is why we are not in the studio setting. Because they're like, did you hear what they said? A wrench.